This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Juno Youth Sailing is the only youth sailing program in Alaska. It's for kids 12 and up and open to all levels of experience. It's a rare opportunity to learn the ropes, so to speak, of sailing. And Carl Broderson, who is president of Juno Youth Sailing, joins us now to tell us about this opportunity, because apparently they've got a few spots available for youth to learn the art of sailing. So, Carl, maybe we could just sort of backtrack a bit. As I understand it, you came through this program as a young person. So I guess that was the beginning of you being bitten by the sailing bug?
Essentially, yes. The program started in 1997, had its first classes in 1998, and I took my first class in 1999. And I've been with it in some capacity almost every year since then, either as a student or a hapless administrator pushing paper around.
So tell us about some of your memories. What was that like, and how did it affect you growing up?
The strongest ones are from those early years where I was, 15, 16, somewhere in that range, where, even though maybe I had a learner's permit for part of it, that little sailing dinghy was the biggest craft I've ever had complete control over. And the feeling of that was extremely empowering, as was having to work with somebody else on a team in order to make it go. You can sail these things single-handed, but it's a lot easier with somebody else. And it feels like synergy. Two people and the wind and the waves all come together, and then all of a sudden, my gosh, we're just moving across the water as if by magic. It's a feeling that sticks with you for a long time.
I think that is interesting that you say that it gave you like this feeling that you were in control of something. How important is that to someone growing up, especially boys?
I would think it's extremely important to everyone, because we live in such a random and chaotic life that the feeling that we could have just a little bit of direction over all the things that are happening to us is worth an awful lot. And I only have the perspective of one gender to look back on myself, but there are expectations of all types of young humans, definitely, and being able to feel like they can actually have a little bit of agency in the world is worth an awful lot to everybody.
So once you do get involved in this, how time-consuming is it in the summer? Does it keep you out of trouble, is what I'm asking?
The administrators or the students? I would say for the students, it depends entirely how many classes they want to take. They are 4 days long, and they're for most of the day. And we only have eight of them, and yet it takes an entire year to manage all eight of those classes and make sure that they happen, on time, well, with staff, with students. But it can fill up your life if you will let it, like any other volunteer operation in Juno. And as much as I grouse about it, I actually love it.
But once the coursework is finished, does it have a way of giving Juno young people some meaningful things to do?
Yes, there are a few other organizations like CE Southeast Alaska Sailing that do keel boats, larger vessels, where your team is not just you and one other person, it's you and three, four, or five other people, possibly. And that's an even greater example of something being more than the sum of its parts. People who really know what they're doing, getting on a boat and paying attention to their surroundings and really making something go. And then from there, we've had students go on to, on to college and join collegiate teams for racing. We've had people go to Youth Olympics. We've had at least one of our students ended up going to Naval Architecture School. So it really is something that in a variety of different ways can stick with you and shape your entire life going forward.
So a lot of people have this sort of preconception that sailing is for the elite. And it doesn't sound like this is put together that way at all. That from what I understand, you have scholarships and ways to get kids involved, and that the program itself is kind of hardscrabble in its own way, with as far as resources go.
Yes, absolutely. It's charmingly scrappy. Everything we have is heavily used. We operate, we do all of our storage out of a used shipping container that might be older than I am. The only thing that is lovely and new about it is the Juno Yacht Club, which is a totally separate organization, but they very generously give us classroom space. And everything else about it is scrappy and hard scrabble. If anybody wants a scholarship, just send us a note. And I don't think we've ever refused one. And it's absolutely designed so that, you know, anybody can participate. We provide the boats, the gear, basically everything. We just need people to show up, and we can handle the rest.
So give us the vital stats, what we need to know if we're interested in this at all.
Most important thing, Google us. It's junoyouthsailing.org. It has our calendar, class descriptions. It's for students 12 and up. There are still spots available in all but two of the classes, including intro classes. And that's not unusual, actually. Most often we'll have, you know, about 75% of the classes fill up by the beginning, and then people have so much fun that it's their first class that they want to take it again and then take the next level class. And therefore, all experience levels. So if you're an absolute beginner and you're 12 and you want to try it, take a look and go for it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this great opportunity. It's so amazing that it's the only one of its kind in Alaska, and it's here in Juneau.
Yeah, I've there might be one that half qualifies, depending on your definition, up in Seward, I think. I look around because I want to make sure every time I say that it's accurate. But yeah, as best as I can tell, we're the only dedicated sailing school for youth in Alaska. And yeah, what a wonderful thing for the capital to have.
Yes, and it's always wonderful to see those boats out there. I understand We're going to have some better weather as the week progresses, more sunshine, so it'll be nice to see not only the beautiful channel, but those sailboats gently going by.
Yep, flitting around, tipping over, splashing about all over the place. Yeah, classes start June 6th, so look for us then, and please look out too.
So I'm romanticizing things. It's a lot of hard work. Thanks so much, and really appreciate you giving us a sense of all that goes into it. So we have Carl Broderson with us. He's the board president of Juneau Youth Sailing. And again, when you see those boats out there, think of Juneau Youth Sailing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.